breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
You got this, or you want to give us this breaking news, Tyler?
Oh, no, I want to deliver it.
Okay.
Fellow Astros fans, pull that belt tight and be prepared to say as many four-letter words as you can like I just did. Breaking news from Chandler Rome. Slugger Yordan Alvarez has suffered a setback in West Palm Beach, Dana Brown has said. He reported hand soreness after taking some swings on Monday, and Yordan Alvarez has been shut down for the Houston Astros. Alvarez is going to see a specialist in the next 48 hours, a hand specialist, I guess, which will let the Astros know more at that time. But son of a bat!
I think we have to bring in the possibility that Yordan is out for the season.
Oh, 100%. If not greater words, and, but right now that is the focus.
I think we've got to bring that in, and Clint, those people got to stop looking at him. Somebody else has to come in and look at his hand. Somebody else had to. This 60% to 80% BS that they keep rolling into, and now this is the second time they've had to shut him down. They shut him down the first time because they missed it, and they didn't see that his hand was broken already. And now now they've had to shut him down after the damn GM went on their flagship and said, oh, there's an outside chance that Yordan might be able to get his ass on a plane and join us in L.A. But realistically, he'll play against the Guardians when we come back to the Daikin.
The Daikin.
And now...
Don't make me smile right now.
Hold on, dog. Hold on. My fault. We're going to have to shut him down. He's experienced soreness again. Like, this is out of control. This is wild. And like I said, Clint, the possibility of him being out for the year has got to be on the table at this point.
Well, I mean, we all year, hell, for 3 or 4 years now, we've almost tongue in cheek laughed about how they handle injuries and how they talk to the media and how they report things and players reporting themselves, you know, on their injuries and things of that nature. And this is when it bites you in the ass. I mean, you got one of the best players in baseball, one of the best hitters in baseball, and as you've said, you've botched this deal multiple times on something that seems like it should be fairly easy to diagnose and get right. I mean, at this point, he'd have been better off breaking it, putting it in a cast, and letting it heal, and then coming back.
I think, yeah.
This
I
is
think
absurd.
He did break it. I just...
Well, like, no, but I meant, like,
didn't see it.
Compound. Fully. Like, yeah. I didn't mean to crack it, you know, whatever. I don't know, man. It is
because if he's shut down right
now, the frustrating part of this is that nobody in their right mind has any confidence in the Astros' ability to keep these guys healthy,
and nor should they. And now you have people texting in, Yordan is soft. He's the biggest, softest MF I've ever heard of. His hand's broken, guys, and he keeps having people tell him, "No, man, you good? You go out there and swing. His hand's broken." I don't know. They had people who said it was inflammation, and they were running him out there having to swing his hand. He's telling, man, something's off. His hand's hurting. Your hand's broken, folks. You can't swing a baseball bat.
Oh, wait. There's a crack in it. God, dude.
I just, like... This is like absurd. For me, I'm a walk it up. I don't know how your mindset is, but Yordan is soft. We got to figure out what the hell is going on around here that your most important player, your best player, can't seem to get it right from a medical standpoint to know what the hell's going on with it.
I just picture a bunch of little interns like Googling WebMD for like any and all Astros health concerns. They're just over there typing away, looking, staring at the x-ray best they can.
And to the point that Clint was making, just let it out, Tyler, to the point that Clint was making, this isn't the first time that we've run into players having odd, wrong assessments of what's happening to them. This is not, no offense to these people, this is not Jacob Milton. This is not Zach DeZinzo.
Ronnie, it gets to the point where guys like Jordan, like, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know how he and his representation aren't handling this themselves. And maybe they are, maybe they're getting it wrong. I don't know. But, like, if I'm a player, especially one of a Jordan Alvarez caliber player, and I get injured, the Astros ain't dealing with me. The Astros have, other than my day-to-day routine of whatever my doctors tell me I need, other than can them facilitating that, the Astros don't, they're not going to decide when I'm on swing. They're not going to decide when I'm healthy. They're not going to decide what percentage my fracture is healed. Like, they're not, you're getting to a point where you're just like, and I would have already been there. Like, I don't know how Jordan Alvarez at this point.
After the two knees.
I'm just talking about after the Bregman deal, after the Tucker deal, after all these elbows that are getting blown out. Like, at what point, if you're a player, do you just go, hey, man, I'm not trusting these cats? Like, I would think Jordan was already there. I'm not saying it's Jordan's fault, but I just, for me, if I'm Jordan Alvarez, man, what the hell are you doing? What is your representation talking about? Like,
Tyler.
Back when I was playing, this would make sense. In 2025, where everybody has private coaches and private specialists, and there's doctors, specialist doctors on, it just doesn't make sense.
It's so crazy. By the way, Tyler and Cheryl are knee deep in it, trying to find the timeline of this, of when he first got injured, yeah. They put him on the IL.
I bet Cheryl finds it first.
I bet we're rolling into the Kyle Tucker situation. Real quick again, if you're just joining us, Jordan Alvarez, according to Chandler Rome, suffered a setback again. I added that again part in West Palm Beach. Dana Brown said he reported hand soreness after taking some swings on Monday and has been shut down again. I added that also. Alvarez will see a specialist in the next 48 hours, after which the Astros hope to know more, is what Chandler Rome had to say of The Athletic. You have a bit of a timeline?
I do. So going back here, the IL date for one Jordan Alvarez, that was May 5th, and it was to the 10-day IL retroactive to May 3rd, actually.
Okay.
So expected return was initially before the All-Star break. Clearly that's not happening.
I was 40 when Jordan initially got injured.
Are you 41?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I thought you just turned 40.
No.
I'll be damned.
Went to New York for 40.
I'll be damned.
Yep.
And then he was swinging, and then they shut him down before, which was, what, a month ago, and now they've had to shut him down again. This is just...
it's a dumpster fire. Not
this
good.
This cannot happen to him.
This is one of the few ways you can kill the vibe around a squad that has won 11 straight series.
I pray that Jeremy Pena is going somewhere to get some other...
Great point. Yeah, if you're Jeremy Pena...
Pena might have 8 broken ribs. We may not have in a spleen issue. You know, I mean, we don't know what these guys...
Iron deficiency.
Somebody has to...
I got one of those.
Me too.
Somebody has to get... somebody's got to lose a job over this. Like, we got to make some changes. I mean, anybody at your job, I've seen people lose their jobs for less.
Bistros ain't loyal.
I think less. Multiple people.
Well, this is not
good.
This is
insane. And we're just rolling with the same folks. I mean, this guy he's had two major setbacks where he is shut down, and they are at risk that this man never playing this season.
Yeah.
It feels huge.
Because what it feels like we're going to hear is this cat's gonna need hand surgery.
Sure as hell does, man.
Right? We've been shut down, can't figure it out. Oh, Lord, thought it was inflammation. Oh, no, it actually is a break. And how the hell are they getting it? Oh, 60%, 80%. And now...
pulling them numbers right out their bums, which is such it's just insulting to, like, us as fans, like, our intelligence, to be honest. Like, it really, we have our fun with it and how the Astros have gone about these injury things. Now I'm just annoyed. and I'm pissed off, and it's got to be remedied.
You're not lying from the text line. Let it out, Tyler. You're not lying.
Oh.
Why has he not seen an effing specialist already? I wonder if this can't be the first time he's seen a specialist.
If it
right?
is, shame on him.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely shame on the Astros, but we're at a point where the Astros are the laughing stock of Major League Baseball when it comes to dealing with these injuries. I mean, it's embarrassing how they handle injuries and how they handle communicating the injuries or how they handle not communicating. It's clear that Astros players, with any injury that forces you to miss time, should get a second opinion immediately. If it's a hand, you should see a hand specialist immediately. If it's a foot, you should see a foot specialist immediately.
Hell, head to the urgent care, whatever. Bro. Like,
yeah, patients over in Baytown, really good place, man. Good people. They can probably help you out a little bit. Yeah, no, it just...
I mean, are there machines, like their X-ray devices and their MRIs? Like, are all those up to date over there at Daikin?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. The other part is how they handle it. Why would they put this press release out here today?
Because they
Why would they put this out here and have Yordan Alvarez report it to Florida on Sunday and begin taking live BP? It's Tuesday. This injury didn't just sneak up on you. This came out at like 4:30. Why would they have him on this list as, oh, begin taking live BP on Sunday? Well, what happened Monday? We know now.
Good Lord, man.
The general manager just said there's an outside chance that he will make the trip to L.A., which is the next series, and now he's seeing a hand specialist and he's been shut down.
Outside that chance. Like that comment alone. Like, get the hell out of here. You are insulting me.
Followed by, oh, yeah, he'll play against Cleveland here.
Outside chance my ass.
Sorry, Yordan's injury took over the rest of the show. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access.
Shins and hands, man.
Area 45, they'll have a lot on this as well as they'll discuss that. Also, check out T-Mill's best bets at T-Mill Real Deal. You can see all of his bets and win some money. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Astro staff, their training staff, bad job. We'll appreciate you stopping by, hanging out with us. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Always seems to know the way.
Cut it out, Jeffrey.
Tyler, is that who it is? Is it Jeffrey?
Is it Jeffrey?
Yep.
Tyler did a little digging.
Jeff.
The truth of the matter is you got Tyler good and worked up.
No.
It was faceless. You didn't know. You were hoping it was sure a female. Did. You were good and worked up. No doubt about it. You were smiling.
And had you known if Jeff was a Julia who you don't want to make a fool of you, you would have geared it up.
Julia Gulia.
Oh, Jeffina would have had you going.
Sun 610 with Pendergast. To run the show.